You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today, I have a special guest, Melody, who is here to talk about the awareness of missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, Two-Spirit, and people.
Thank you, Tina. It's great to be here. So I'm Hopi, Navajo, Pueblo, and Mexican, but I grew up in Los Angeles, so I'm a very urban Indian. I'm the first person in my family to go to college, and I ended up getting my master's in social welfare from UC Berkeley, and I went there because, well, Berkeley's cool, but also because they had an emphasis in Indian child welfare, and that's something I really wanted to focus on.
So, you know, since that time, you've done a lot of really great, impactful community work. You've also been doing work in the MMIW. Can you talk more about how you got involved with that type of work?
So, to begin with, the term I use is MMIR, so Murdered and Missing Indigenous Relations. That way it's encompassing, but also to let everyone know it's very personal to me and personal to my family. And so I think that's a distinction I just want to make from the beginning. And how did I get involved? When I went to college, I was immediately put in Indian child welfare. That was, you know, my love, my passion. So in that world of foster care and adoption, it was just honest that we would meet up at conferences. This was pre-internet, pre-podcasts. We would meet up and we would just ask each other, especially if we were at a reservation where our kids might have originally been from, we'd ask, where were they? And so that was decades ago. There was no hashtag. There was no discussion. We've known for a long time. And we talk about families and we talk about our own families and those who were murdered and those who had just disappeared. And so that's how I got introduced into the concept. So I tell people I've been doing this work for decades. One of the finest parts of my life is being one of three founding matriarchs of the Honor Collective, which stands for Healing Our Nations, Offering Resilience. And I'm really fortunate that these amazing women came into my lives and we started something. We started talking to each other, Tina. Yaqui, Atam, Reservation, Urban, we talked to each other about what it was. A lot of us in the anti-violence movements. And there's that, is that Murdered and Missing Indigenous Relations is all about violence. Power, control, violence, and the silences that keep it in place. It takes a lot of inner strength, a lot of inner reckoning. Some families are lucky to not have encountered any dynamics of violence. Others have. And so we make sure and honor that we work a lot on healing ourselves and talking through everything a great deal. There's so much focused on it now when the truth is we know it's year-round. And it's good. It's good that the work is there, that people know they can rely on people coming out who are going to bring something positive in a very difficult, difficult space.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, featuring Melody Lopez, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. To hear the full conversation, go to kxei.org.